at least 6 months to a year before, between getting, you know, our hotels ready and doing remodels and getting everything around the stadium done. So you'll see a big rush for that. I think it's going to be major economic growth for that week. You know, it's Super Bowl usually starts the week before. So everybody, they're going to wind up coming in and going to be spending the whole week here. A lot of people are going to be spending the week after the Super Bowl here. So I don't think you'll be able to touch a hotel. I mean, if you've been to Super Bowls and I've been to Super Bowls, you can't touch a hotel no matter where you go when there's a Super Bowl unless you're maybe, you know, 50 miles away from the Super Bowl. And even then, you're going to pay double the price of what that hotel normally is. So I think you'll see a lot of hotels completely booked, going, you know, from Las Vegas all the way out to Laughlin, the state line. I think you'll see millions of people coming in for that weekend. I told somebody this morning, I said, that's going to be probably the biggest week-long convention you'll ever see.
Well, and we always talk about economic impact and, you know, a women's Final Four or some other, you know, Republican National Convention would mean this much money. But this is one that I think is a legitimate billion-dollar deal for our community. And the great thing is, as opposed to my experience at political conventions, is that we've got enough hotel rooms within 10 minutes of each other that we don't have to send people out 50 miles or send them out to Pahrump or someplace like that. We've got all the hotels and all the meeting space right here. We got all the venues. We got basketball arenas. We got all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, it's like any other big event here in Las Vegas. Anytime there's a big event, the hotels are always sold out. Once the hotels are sold out, you know, people are going to have to go wherever they could to get a room. So I think every hotel will be sold out in Las Vegas for the whole time during the Super Bowl week. And I think anybody that's going to try to come in that week is going to pay 10 times the amount for a normal room.
I'll tell you, it's going to be a great holiday, the Christmas and New Year's coming up. Thank you so much, Tommy, for all you do for our community, what your union members do for our community. Thank you so much. I know we probably will not talk next week, but we'll talk the week after that as we get closer to New Year's. Thank you so much for all you do. We'll talk again soon. Hope you and the family have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
Okay, buddy, I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody, and hopefully we'll talk before New Year's. If we don't talk, Happy New Year's to everybody.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. That's Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. Really good guy, and really people often say, you have like a labor union leader on your show every week? And I say, yes, but it's because it's Tommy White. He is just a very unique guy, and we love him. We love him to death. Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. Great to have you with us on this Friday. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Do it today, 702-870-4000. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 2:30, taking a look at the traffic cams. Remember the last time we spoke, there was an incident 15 south at Oakey. That has since been cleared, and it won't be too long, but that crash, which has been blocking the right lane, Interstate 15 southbound at Hacienda, that should be cleared soon. The Nevada State Police are on scene, and so is a tow truck, so hopefully they'll get that one cleared. Slow flows, though, 15 north at Blue Diamond. Remember, there's still only two lanes available through that construction zone downtown on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern. and that's continuing construction. And lane restrictions on Interstate 11 both directions between College and Horizon. That's all day until 5.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball, they get the weekend off. They are going to return to action coming up next Wednesday when they are going to match up against San Diego. As far as Mountain West basketball goes this weekend, there are a handful of games coming up tonight. San Jose State at Portland, Fresno State hosting Cal Poly, and San Diego State will be at home against St. Mary's. And then coming up tomorrow, number 23 Colorado State plays Tulsa in Texas, Utah State at Iowa, and in Reno, Nevada is set to play host to Loyola Marymount. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Why is this oven still going? Hi, this is Dinesh.
Dinesh's Bakery just landed a sweet catering contract.
40 dozen fritters? Friday at 5 a.m.?
He needs an event planner to help him rise to the occasion.
Every Friday at 5 a.m. Not a problem.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Scott Hammond on. He's a state senator, Nevada District 18. And we've been talking with a lot of medical people just in the last few days. We talked to Dr. Robin Titus up in Lyon County. And one of the things that we've been talking about is something that I'm hearing more and more of just in the last like 24 to 48 hours. And that is the possibility that people are going to have to adjust their travel plans. If you were planning on flying somewhere, maybe you ought to think again. I've got a reservation for Christmas Day to be flying. And I'm not thinking of rescheduling because that's a major task in and of itself. But I am, looking at, what the loads are going to be and is it going to be real busy or not busy. I had a chance earlier to talk to Scott Hammond, and I asked him if Christmas might be in jeopardy. Here he is.
You can ask me this question over and over again, and it,
I don't think it is. I mean, everybody's at the point now where they've taken all the precautions that they feel like they can take. I think a lot of people are going to be, you know, doing what they, everybody learns the information and then they act according to the information they've been receiving. And I think everybody's at that point where they're taking care of themselves. Government doesn't need to step in anymore, right? They don't need to step in anymore and say what we should and should not be doing. They give us the information, give us accurate, correct information. And that's, I think, what people are doubting sometimes is the accurate information because it changes so fast. But then let everybody do what they're going to do, right? And I look, government's going to step in and say whatever, and I think people are just going to do what they want to at this point.
Well,
that's what I think.
Just so you know, and then so that everybody knows, I've been wrestling with this whole idea of getting a booster shot, and I yesterday went into my neighborhood Walmart, and I got a booster shot, and my left arm is a little sore. Otherwise, I'm fine. I'm not lethargic. I'm working. I'm getting her done. Again, my arm is a little sore. But other than that, I'm fine. And I got it done yesterday afternoon. So it'll be interesting to see. And by the way, government did not pressure me. I had nobody saying if you don't get a third shot that you can't come to work or anything like that. You know, we were in studio yesterday and had a wonderful time.
That's the way it should be, Kevin.
No.
Quite honestly, I think that's exactly. You had information. You used that information. It informed you. And you acted according to what you believe is necessary for Kevin Wall. And I think that's what a lot of people are at right now. We're going to be having a legislative commission meeting Tuesday. And I believe we'll be asked to... I think it's not to extend, but to certify the decision that was made to make sure that everybody on a NC, a Nevada System of Higher Education campus, make sure that they all have a vaccine, a mandate. And I have a hard time with that. You know, that's the one. So they're going to ask us I can't remember how they're phrasing it, but, you know, the mandate went out, and then they basically needed the legislature to confirm it. And I think they're going to have a hard time because it's the commission is made up of 6 Republicans, 6 Democrats. And I think they're going to have a much harder time than they think because I think we're at that point where we're saying, look, let the people govern themselves. Give them correct information and let them govern themselves. And that's exactly what I do. Like my parents, I got the vaccine. My wife got the vaccine. We're at a certain age. I'm not sure about we're talking about our kids. Where are they going to be at with this? But I think a lot of people are at that point now where they have the information, let them govern themselves, figure out what's best for them or their families, and then let's move on. The one thing I've heard about the Omicron is that it is highly contagious, but I've heard also that the symptoms aren't as bad. So maybe, you know, as it goes through, maybe we develop even more immunities. I don't know. I mean, I know I'm not an expert at all, but, you know, I know that a lot of people are learning and trying to figure out what to do, what's best for them. That's the only thing I could say.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. As you talk to other lawmakers across the state, all 17 counties, and I know you interact with them on a regular basis, is this COVID and the Omicron and mandates, is it a political issue? Is it a partisan issue? Or is it something that cuts across party lines?
Well, if you're talking about the mandate, I do think it has become political. And that's what I keep hearing. But, you know, I think that a lot of them, if you're talking about crossing political lines, I think that it would work towards people feeling that let people decide that, you know, mandates are probably not the answer. More than anything, I think you're going to hear a lot of people think that mandates have really been counterintuitive, right? People have been digging in their heels and saying, look, you can't make me do it, so I'm not going to do it. Whereas if you would just continue to give people accurate information, updated, accurate information, keep doing it, they'll make the right decision and what's best for them again and their family. That's what I think you're going to hear time and time again. And I think that is crossing across political lines. I really do believe that. The rest of it has just become too political. That's why love him or hate him, Fauci, in my mind, would be the first person that really needs to step aside and let somebody else be the face of the information coming out from the scientific community, because it's become too political.
Well, and then the reason I asked the question is that we've got two examples, both Democrats from Michigan and Colorado, who are saying they are against mask or rather vaccine mandates. But Steve Sisolak, for some reason, is still forcing state workers to pay for their own testing. What gives there?
Yeah, that is so wrong in my mind. They're going to be they're going to be shouldering the burden of that. And really, with all this money that's coming in from the federal government, they shouldn't be doing that because, again, we don't know all the information. People are making choices. And I don't think that he should be pushing that on to the state workers or anybody else. I really think that we should be helping them pay until we know more information. Because, again, we don't even know. Now, I bring this up, and I know you've brought this up before, too. You know, people who have gotten COVID and who have developed immunities, we don't know if their immunity is as strong as somebody who's been vaccinated at this point. We don't know that yet, or we don't know how much more they can build up those immunities. And so maybe somebody who doesn't need the vaccine, and again, if vaccines, I tell everybody, I got the vaccine, I'm okay with it, but others may not need it, and it's up to them, because perhaps, every vaccine carries with it a certain amount of risk as well. And I'm not trying to scare anybody or anything like that, but every vaccine has a certain amount of risk, and so if you feel like you're just as immune because of the antibodies that you have compared to somebody who's gotten a vaccine. Let everybody learn, understand, and then make decisions that govern themselves and their families. That's how I look at it. And you keep seeing that. I thought it was quite enlightening when out of Michigan we hear the governor say, "It's Whitmer, right?
Yes.
These mandates are probably not a good idea anymore." And they're getting resistance almost everywhere. They're getting resistance and pushback. The courts are pushing back. They're like, I think you've overstepped your bounds here. And yet we continue to see Sisolak. Not only is he keeping the mask mandate, but he's going to be asking legislators to enforce and continue his policy, or the policy that's in place right now in NC campuses. That's something he'd like to see, I think. And where everybody else is going the opposite direction, he's doubling down.
Scott Hammond, state senator, Nevada District 18, joining us earlier today. Stay where you are. I owe you a break. I'll get you a break as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city.
Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. In the last couple of weeks, I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI Hearing Aids from Starkey. While sound quality alone sets Evolve AI Hearing Aids apart from every other hearing aid out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless, and take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments each hour. That's 55 million each hour. You don't have to do a thing. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids. In business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home, and give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Joining us, of course, gentleman Jim Dallas. And we've got major changes in the football schedule, the NFL schedule. At least one game has a wide, wide swing to it from a number standpoint. We'll talk about that in just a second. But let's go over what we know is going on with the National Football League.
All right, the Washington football team and the Philadelphia Eagles game on Sunday has been moved to Tuesday at some time. We're still trying to get a definitive time on when that actually will be. And the same with the Seahawks-Rams game. That has been postponed for Sunday and moved to Tuesday. So they're going to try to work out the best schedule for those four teams. But we do know for sure that our Las Vegas Raiders are going to be taking on the Browns, originally scheduled for tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. Pacific. They've moved that to Monday to 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. And the thing about that game, Kevin, is it started as the Raiders were consensus, 3.5-point favorites on earlier today. After opening as 6.5-point underdogs before all of this happened. So you run the math on that. That is a 10-point swing. That is unheard of in sports. I've never seen anything like that. I don't know about you, but the head of Caesars Sportsbook, the vice president of trading, Craig Mucklow, he says it's the craziest week he's experienced in 25 years.
Wow. Wow. And my guess is, even though we are up to Friday, we may not be done with this. Some of these teams that are going to play Tuesday, we may end up seeing something pushed back even more.
Well, and Tommy kind of alluded to it a little while ago in your discussion with him, is they quite possibly might move one of the games back, because there is 2 weeks between the championship games and the Super Bowl. But wedged in between there, lo and behold, is the Pro Bowl, which is going to be played right here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So who knows how that's going to work out, but certainly they are scrambling in New York right now, and I'm sure Roger Goodell is probably working about 3 different phones at a time trying to work things out.
And I know
out.
There's nothing funny about this, but I just got to tell you, to see these stuff shirts in the National Football League, the No Fun League, and seeing them squirming like this and having to make adjustments on the fly. It's something that we always tell the players to do, but we don't normally tell the owners to do it. They're having to do it right now. So anyway, big changes, but a 10-point swing in the Browns-Raiders game, which I find absolutely unprecedented. I mean, that stuff never happens, does it?
It really doesn't, and it's not the only game where the line has moved 10 points. I just saw now the Eagles, who opened as 2.5 points, have now soared to 12.5 points when the Washington football team placed their starting quarterback, Taylor Heineke, and their backup quarterback, Kyle Allen, on the COVID list. So that,
wow,
too, has moved 2 points. And Philadelphia moved from 7.5 at the Superbook to -8 at Circa. So... and the Rams dipped from -7 to -4 of the Seahawks after their star linebacker Von Miller and cornerback Jalen Ramsey and wideout Odell Beckham Jr. were all placed on the COVID list. Never seen anything like this.
I'd be willing to bet Wayne Allen Root will be talking about that on his show coming up in just about 5 minutes from right now. Because, I mean, that's one of his other businesses. We'll hear from him coming up at 3:05. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now, we become aware of his intentions intend to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants as our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Tum.